I just wanted to wrap up this topic about making our wells safer, especially the private wells, by noting there are about 800,000 wells in Wisconsin. And do you know how many people are served by private wells rather than municipal systems in the state? I'll give you just a second to play with that in your head. The correct answer is 40%. 40% of Wisconsin households are served by about 800,000 wells. And so the requirements to get help in cleaning up or replacing a well were not passed by the legislature, even though they were requested by Governor Evers. But one person who's really been a champion of that has been State Representative Katrina Shanklin of Stevens Point. And she writes, people have been searching for solutions to help with their well contamination issues and coming up empty due to the unnecessarily prohibitive requirements of the state's existing grant program. Our new program will have an impact on communities like mine across Wisconsin. It shows mine and the governor's understanding of the gravity and urgency of the program and our willingness to address the issue when others in the Capitol would not. And that's one of many reasons I am a huge fan of Representative Shanklin for making sure she knows who has supported things and who has not. Joining us via Zoom right now is my friend and colleague, Pat Reinhardt from Iowa Starting Line. Pat, our apologies for the phone mix-up. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today, Pat?
Doing great. So in the 6-7 minutes here that we've got remaining, I've told folks how we like to bring people on from other states to talk about this or that. And my apologies, I wasn't familiar with some of what Senator Grassley said till I saw your tweets late last night and early this morning. I do know from your past coverage that covering Senator Grassley in town halls is, pardon the cliche, never a dull moment.
No, it really is not. This was not the wildest town hall I've been to. But again, Chuck Grassley got a lot of pushback from his constituents over a number of different things, from his votes against the gun reform bill, as well as the most recent one about insulin caps in that broader legislative package.
Yeah, let's talk about the insulin caps for a minute, because as we've already talked about how he and all the other Republicans voted no on the Inflation Reduction Act. So what did he say?
Well, he said that he started out one of his answers that saying, quote, "I'm for the $35 cap on insulin prices," this being just a week and a half after he voted twice on two different measures against the larger bill that would have capped insulin for everyone on Medicare, which it does now, and that's going to be a thing. And he also was part of the group of Republicans that helped shoot down an amendment to it that would have expanded that to privately insured Americans as well. And Grassley, to his credit, over the years has worked in a bipartisan manner to try to bring down drug prices. Like, there are definitely worse Republican senators out there on this issue than him.
I'm familiar.
And I do think that, he does care about, but it's just another one of those situations where when it came down to it, like, he voted against it. And I think you could very much make the argument that, Chuck Grassley has been trying to get this stuff passed over all these years. It was a Democratic Congress that finally got it done, and they got it done without him.
But there's no denying he understands how the process works, and that, sure, you can vote no on the final bill and you can criticize the bill all you want. But I still fail to understand why he and Ron Johnson and other Republicans wouldn't at least save face by voting yes on the amendment itself. It just seems part of that culture of not giving the other side any kind of a win unless there's some other reason I'm missing.
Yeah, no, you're right. And it was really too bad, because this was not some kind of, theoretical thing or a message type thing. I mean, it was the amendment that would have expanded the $35 cap to folks with private insurance. That only failed by 3 votes. And there was a number of senators, including Kennedy, who headed up the Republican kind of alternative on caps. Even he voted for that. So this was something that literally could have happened. We could have had a $35 cap for folks with private insurance in the country, but Grassley and a bunch of other Republicans voted against it. And so that's where we're at. And it's, you know, and then he goes back to his constituents like this and tries to, you know, insist to him that, like, no, I really am for it. And it's, you know, that's where we're at in the state.
Look, give him this much credit. Unlike, say, a Ron Johnson, he will actually hold a genuine town hall. He is of that generation that's what you do.
No, absolutely. And, you know, it is a little bit of credit to the Iowa Republicans in the state that they do hold a lot of town halls throughout the state. Grassley does it in a little tricky manner. He does 99 county tours. Maybe your listeners have kind of heard that seep over from Iowa coverage a little bit. It's a big thing. But only a small percentage of them are actually these public town halls that I go to and get lots of good videos and stuff out of. The rest are all private businesses or those kind of things. And wouldn't you know, he always seems to hold the private events in Polk County and Linn County and Scott County, that being Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, the Quad Cities, all of the heavily Democratic areas of the state.
You can imagine my shock at hearing that. And then, of course, we had fun with the notion that before the IRS goes and gets all these new employees, they should improve their customer service first. And I wonder, when something like that comes up, obviously there were people in the crowd that agreed with him, but were there others who understood the irony? Was there chuckling or heckling about the disconnect there?
No, I don't think anybody vocalized it. I think some people realized it. But yeah, on both the IRS and Medicare, there were a number of people in the crowd who complained about long wait times. And yet, I almost felt a little sorry for them in a way that they've just been so whipped up in kind of the right-wing noise machine that they don't realize that, oh, the reason why there are late times is because a lot of these programs, a lot of these government agencies have been gutted in recent years.
Sure. And then last thing quickly, now he is up for re-election this year. How is that campaign looking at that race?
It is on the cusp of being pretty competitive. Obviously, as Chuck Grassley has been around forever, he's easily won re-election recent years. There was a Des Moines Register poll maybe about a month back that showed Admiral Mike Franken, the Democratic nominee, only down 8 points. We've got a very fascinating Democratic nominee here, a retired 3-star admiral. And so it's a very different type of race this time around.
Worth talking about at a later time when we can give you the time you deserve. Pat Reiner from Iowa Starting Line, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Good to join you.
All right. Sounds great. And thank all of you for being with us on this Thursday here for Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You have a great day. We will see you here Friday with Carolyn Fiddler, a national expert on state politics, joining us live from the Netroots Nation Convention. We'll see you then.